Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. So too, Brute? That's right. Tonight, it is the State of the Union. It could be President Biden's final State of the Union address. And unfortunately, he's going to have to try and convince the American people that he's sharper than a beach ball, which at this point is going to be a very difficult task. His poll numbers have always kind of hovered in the mid to low 40s, but they have dropped even more in recent weeks in a number of polls. Not only do people have issues with his age and his mental decline, and, you know, we see every president age. That is nothing new, and it's certainly nothing unique to President Biden. It's a tough job. It should be a tough job. That means the person who fills that position has to be up to the job. And, you know, as we saw recently from Ezra Klein, a lot of people want to make excuses and they want to say, well, no, the president is really good at being president. He's just not fit to run for president. But the reason running for president is such a test, it's so Americans have confidence that the person they vote for has the stamina to actually do the job, which is, by definition, very difficult, as it should be. You are the leader of the free world. There's a lot at stake. So the president has to soothe everyone instead of just trumpeting his made-up accomplishments and tell people they're doing really great when they're many of them, a majority of them, are still feeling the economic pain that was imposed on them during the pandemic and has only continued to worsen in areas like inflation. And even if the numbers spell a better picture for people, the fact that they are still feeling the pinch of higher prices in food, housing, and things that plague them every single day, that's not enough to justify numbers that to them are theoretical. The world that most people are living in, they are still financially strapped. You have an entire generation of people who is finding it very hard to pay off student loans and afford their first house, especially with high interest rates, which is what, of course, the Fed is doing to try and tame inflation. So the president can't start off with his make-believe scenario that this is the best, most successful presidency of the modern era. It's not. People aren't dumb. People don't trust him. They don't trust his mental faculties to continue with the job. They also see that the country is moving in the wrong direction. 72% in a recent Fox News poll, they see the country is not going in the right direction, and they don't trust this president to continue leading them. So he has to start by trying to convince people that he's not old, he's not forgetful, he's not in decline, he is in charge of his faculties, which there are always State of the Union drinking games. But this year, it's particularly deadly, because if he says, God save the Queen, man, or come on, man, or mumbles, or talks about talking to dead people, or wanders around, if he sort of stutters a made-up word as a placeholder, even though he supposedly will have practiced this for many, many days in a row, you're supposed to take a shot if any or all of those things happen. I will be doing that for the Daily Mail. So I will be watching the State of the Union. I will be playing several State of the Union drinking card bingo games at once, and I will be writing at the same time. So tomorrow morning, when I file this for the Daily Mail, it might be from an ER with bags full of IV fluids on each arm.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this. This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Just because I think the president is more likely to follow through with every fumble and misstep that is expected of him tonight, all while he's trying to convince everyone that everything is hunky-dory and he's amazing. Now, having said that, Joe Biden does occasionally come through in big moments. There are times where they are able to rest him for days and put God knows what. I am only assuming that he has his own miraculous fluids. I would love to know what's in there. Like whatever company or brain trust is putting together the cocktail that is mainlined into our president's arm to give him bursts of energy and competency in fleeting moments, they need to bottle and sell that, because I can't imagine a person alive who has struggled with their memory or their energy level who wouldn't want that, because there are times where it appears that, you know, they shove them in a hyperbaric chamber, they do God knows what with external fluids, and then he emerges and he looks and acts like 10 years younger. Makeup alone can't do it. A good night's sleepy sleep, that's not going to do it for him. But I would love to know what he's doing, because I think that is a $1 billion industry, especially if they can maintain it, which at this point they have not been able to. Maybe this president will tap into the reverse aging resources, which so many people clamor for and they would pay good money for. And they certainly, you know, there would be plenty of venture capital flowing into that if he can, in fact, reverse age. And maybe that's something he will announce tonight, or maybe it will be a plot twist. Like, remember the movie Dave, when he becomes president because he's the president's doppelganger, and then he fakes a major seizure, stroke at the end. I'm so sorry to ruin the ending for you, because I'm sure you were going to do that. When he is a fake president during the State of the Union, and then Ben Kingsley becomes vice president. I wish Ben Kingsley was vice president. That would be great if it were literally anyone but Kamala Harris. I think that was a bit cruel and a bit dark, because on one of the State of the Union drinking game bingo cards, dies with a little gravestone. Was one of the choices, along with "Come on, man," and I really truly hope for our country and for the president's family that does not happen. We don't need that level of prescription strength chaos. But I wouldn't be surprised if there is an interesting plot twist. This certainly would be a good occasion to announce that he's not going forward, and then, you know, the vice president would just assume that the tiara is going to land on her head. Of course, Gavin Newsom and Gretchen Whitmer are going to tag team and elbow her out of the way, and then they will fight over the tiara. If that could all happen tonight, that certainly would be a bonus. I think that this might be the Royal Rumble, and then we're going to see SummerSlam happen at the DNC a little later in the year. And that's when the real fireworks will begin. That's when the Hillary's fireworks barge sort of sets in Chicago. And then we will see the actual fireworks. But, you know, tonight we may see a few bottle rockets, maybe some Whistling Pete's, a Roman candle or two, maybe an M80. But also something to look out for tonight, which has become customary during State of the Union addresses, and that is heckling. And the heckling, by and large, has come from Republicans in recent years. You lie! I think Lauren Boebert piped up last year, the year before. I think she's going to take a powder on this one. She's having a little bit of a tougher time after groping her man friend's privates during the musical she attended in her home state. But I do think he's going to get heckled, not only from Republicans, because, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene cannot be the only loud attention whore in the GOP caucus. They have to have some newcomers tonight hungry for the spotlight. But also, you're going to see those anti-Israel protesters. They will somehow find their way into the State of the Union. And I don't know that Joe Biden will be his own designated survivor. But that could give him fits and starts if he gets heckled from both sides, which if there ever were a night for that to happen, remember Code Pink? They would always make their way into these gatherings. I wouldn't be at all surprised if some anti-Israel from the river to the sea people, if they leave the Harvard campus and maybe get on a stinky bus and make their way to the nation's capital to protest the president's State of the Union. That should be interesting in and of itself. So expect the president to take it from both sides. I love to be taken in an emotional direction on the State of the Union. I am a sucker for these big emotional speeches. And if you introduce me to people with fascinating life stories who have overcome adversity, I will cry, especially if, you know, I'm downing several shots of tequila and God knows what else, if I'm making a graveyard of shots playing those drinking games. Whoo! God, I feel like I have to go home and run some 100-meter bursts just in order to get a little bit of health in me before tonight, because it really could be very physically draining. But the president, he will take so much heat. It will be an explosive night. He will not be able to make the case that I want to hear aside from the emotional stories. What I would like to hear is that by executive order, he's getting rid of several federal agencies, you know, Department of Commerce, Department of Education, the IRS, to name a few. That would be great if that happened. I don't expect that's going to happen. I don't expect that he's going to talk about, you know, doing any meaningful reform or cost cutting. He's not going to lower taxes. He's not going to lower the capital gains tax or the death tax or anything else that might be meaningful, the things that Wall Street actually likes. But after he makes the case that he's not a complete worthless stumble bum, then he's just going to talk about stealing your money and spending it in ways that you will never see the benefit. So there's a lot to look forward to in the State of the Union, particularly tomorrow's hangover. So I will meet you for that. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.